Hi, everyone, and welcome to The Good Stuff. We hope you're listening on such great radio stations as Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, KNEB, or maybe you're listening from Brookings, KBRK 1430 AM. Regardless of where you are, we're happy that you're joining us right now. What do you think, Mike? Got some good stuff?
Yeah, I do, but I just wanted to say thanks to Slut and Angus for their 36th annual bull sale, which was this past Monday, February 12th, just before Valentine's Day, which was yesterday, and they had a great sale, successful sale.
So. Good. Congratulations to them. Very good. Well, and you know, of course, you bring that up, and it makes me want to talk about the R word.
What's that?
Well, ranching, of course. Remember, you can immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News.
So do you have anything to follow up Valentine's Day?
Well, I do have one cute story that's kind of left over that I thought would be fun to pop in there.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, I've got the great truths about life that adults have learned today.
Okay. Well, let's hit the Valentine first. I thought this was so cute. Every Valentine's Day, our campus newspaper has a section for students' messages. Last year, my roommate surprised his girlfriend with roses and dinner at a fancy restaurant. When they returned from their date, she leafed through the paper to see if he had written a note to her. Near the bottom of one page, she found, "Bonnie, what are you looking here for? Aren't dinner and flowers enough? Love, Scott." I thought that was cute.
So for those of you that just realized Valentine's Day was yesterday, I don't have any help for you. You're on your own on that one. So great truths about life that adults have learned. Earlier, I shared a few of those that children have learned. So these are from the adult perspective. Raising teenagers is like nailing Jell-O to a tree.
Oh, yeah. And that can't happen. Trust me.
Wrinkles don't hurt.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Families are like fudge, mostly sweet with a few nuts. Other truths that adults have learned, today's mighty oak is just yesterday's nut that held its ground.
That's right. Jolly good.
And laughing is good exercise. It's like jogging on the inside.
Very good. It does so many good things.
And middle age is when you choose your cereal for the fiber, not the toy inside. I still have some great truths about life that old people have learned that are pretty enjoyable. So another program, another day on that.
Well, I'm going to throw one more Valentine in. Just, I think this story is pretty cool because it goes back all the way to World War II. And it's a war story. During World War II, my parents had planned a romantic Valentine's Day wedding. Suddenly, my father, then stationed at Camp Edwards in Massachusetts, received orders to prepare to ship out, and all leaves were canceled. Being a young man in love, he went AWOL. He and my mother were married 4 days earlier than originally planned, and he returned to base to an angry sergeant. After hearing the explanation, the sergeant understandingly replied, "Okay, okay." Then, as an afterthought, he said, "But don't let it happen again." Sandra Karen sent that in. I thought that was cute.
What else do you have today?
Well, actually, I've got something from Jim Thompson.
Well, how about that?
I know it. He just sent this to us. What happens when a fly falls into a cup of coffee?
He drowns.
Well, according to the Italian, he throws the cup and walks away in a fit of rage. And the Frenchman takes out the fly and drinks the coffee. The Chinese eats the fly and throws away the coffee.
Ooh.
The Russian drinks the coffee with the fly since it was extra with no charge. The Israeli sells the coffee to the Frenchman. The fly to the Chinese buys himself a new cup of coffee and uses the extra money to invent a device that prevents flies from falling into coffee. And the Palestinian blames the Israeli for the fly falling into his coffee, protests the act of aggression to the UN, takes a loan from the European Union to buy a new cup of coffee, uses the money to purchase explosives, and then blows up the coffee house where the Italian, the Frenchman, the Chinese, and the Russian are all trying to explain to the Israeli that he should give away his cup of coffee to the Palestinian.
Boy, that's kind of the wild circle, isn't it?
Yeah, no kidding.
Simon Cameron once said, "An honest politician is one who, when he is bought, will stay bought."
Oh, there you go.
And that is The Good Stuff.